Communications.
I'm just saying that's going to be some kind of a record.
No, it had never happens. Let's take communications item number 661, please.
Request of Michael Withy to address council regarding affordable housing.
Good morning, Michael. Come on up.
So this topic is about the emergency relief efforts that, like Homer Williams, has proposed. There's actually that spot, that 15-acre spot on Front Street. There's actually another program that was planned by architects, Sniff Dog Hotel, actually hired an architect to design an emergency relief effort. Much like you say, after natural disaster, I personally have set up four of them, three after Katrina and one after Hurricane Ike. So I know that these work. Unfortunately, they are in tents. They're in barrack-type tents, but they're run by professionals, volunteers and professionals, not sort of like what you'd see at Hazelnut Grove, which is somebody with a murder conviction is on the actual permit. So we kind of want to do away with those types of emergency relief efforts. It's nice that they have somewhere to go, but it's certainly not going to help them get to where they need to be. So we suggest that you guys pay close attention to what they are suggesting, and I think I've actually brought it up to Josh. Maybe he's talking to Corey about it. Not sure. But the $100 million deal with Homer Williams is probably not feasible. So we are for the professionally run homeless camps, but our organization's not really for just letting anybody pitch a tent anywhere they please, because it's not really helping them get off the street. Second thing I'd like to bring up is, now that we have inclusionary zoning, I hope that you guys work together to actually stretch those boundaries as well. And that's about it.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your advocacy. Thank you.